time for Conversations with the Mayor is brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities you need to succeed. You can learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We are joined in studio for a very special ultimate visit with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, thanks for coming in.
It's great to be here in person.
Yes. Did you find the location okay?
I found it just fine.
We've actually found that people are finding this one easier than the one at the mall, because the mall's like one address for like two city blocks and people don't know where to go. So this is, it's already going great.
That's good. One door, one possibility.
Right. Exactly. Speaking of possibilities, the possibilities for your free time are about to be endless, as you are about to no longer be Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. What's that feeling like at this point, now that it is very, very real? How many days are you down to?
6.5.
Not that you had that answer ready immediately. So how does it feel now that we're into that single digit countdown?
You know, it's feeling really good. And it's one of those things where you've made a big decision in your life. And when you make it, you're not exactly sure how it will unfold. But then it gets, now it's really happening. And it just feels really like the right thing, the right time. And of course, giving it into good hands as well.
Speaking of the good hands you're giving it into, have you had a specific, now you're going to be mayor conversation with Mark Bell?
Well, if I know you'll get to know Mark, Mayor-elect Mark Bell, better over the next year, but when you get to know him, you'll know he is a planner. He's very methodical and thoughtful. So he was really eager to start those conversations early, which we have. You know, we know each other well. We've been working together. And so we've had several of those conversations of just me trying to help him get a sense of what it's like, what the commitments are, things like that.
We're speaking in studio with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. And I'm curious, what was your favorite part of being mayor?
Well, really, it's getting to be mayor of Hillsborough, which sounds like such a politician thing to say, but it's just such a lovely, special community, and it's been such an honor, and it's hard to imagine doing it anywhere else. I feel so fortunate.
One of the things that Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger has said to me is that she wasn't fully expecting how much the job is just to be like cheerleader / public relations person for the town. So it really is pretty important that you're kind of an enthusiast for the town that you're the mayor
Absolutely.
Of. And it sounds like you had an easy time doing that with Hillsborough.
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent. What do you think, going back to Mark Bell taking over, you're not going to be mayor. What do you think the biggest challenges for the next mayor will be?
Well, I think they will be the ones that you and I have been talking about in our conversations over the weeks, which is that, you know, we have really big challenges in Hillsborough with affordable housing. We want it to be a place where all types of people can live, and that is just increasingly difficult. Also, our water and wastewater needs are extremely important and very expensive. So that is something we are thinking about and contending with every day, and really trying to make headway on creating a more robust bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure, so that is a more viable way for people to move around Hillsborough, and getting that train station done.
On the train station, you brought up the train station. Let's talk about that for a while.
Your favorite.
Let's just for a kind of thought experiment, where was the train station 10 years ago when you first became active in public office in Hillsborough compared to where we are now?
Okay, so here's where my memory gets a little fuzzy, because I am pretty sure that the transit tax passed before I was elected to the Board of Commissioners, but it was right around in there, just a couple of years. So the train station was, part of that package that helped get the whole county behind the transit tax.
So it was an idea that was worth funding at that point.
That's right.
And where would you describe us as being right now in that process?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we're in it of what happens when you're undertaking a big construction project, really, is, it's in the design phase right now. I'm sure if Stephanie Trueblood were to listen to this, she'd say something a lot more specific. but it is a real thing that is really happening, and we know we're going to get shovels in the ground.
Along the same lines, as we visit with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, Hillsborough mayor for less than a week still, and then she'll be Hillsborough resident Jen Weaver. What other than the train station, like what do you see as the biggest changes that have happened in Hillsborough in the last 10 years while you've been serving?
Well, I really see, Hillsborough over the past maybe 20 years has gone through three eras that were in the third. This is how I describe it is at the beginning of that, we were more of this like small, kind of sleepy, historic town. And then we added on to that because the historic piece will remain important. This artist community, a budding artist community that was also this quirky, cute, historic community. And then with the construction of Riverwalk, that just was such, it really opened the imagination of both our businesses and residents and the people visiting Hillsborough, what Hillsborough is and could be. So Riverwalk was a big, big addition to the town. And now we are also this place with really excellent outdoor amenities that draw people in to visit us as well.
As somebody who just moved to the area in the last couple of years, walk me through the Riverwalk timeline. When did that kind of get dreamt up and then initiated and finished?
It was about 20 years from the idea of it to its completion. And it really was a grassroots idea from a couple of local residents who just saw the potential for creating something like that. And it just took that long to gain the momentum. And staff thought it was a good idea. But it's just, you'll hear us say over and over, in a small town with small capacity, things like that just take a long time to get all the pieces needed to make it happen.
Was that at all controversial when it was being planned, or was this something where everybody was like, yeah, this seems like it's obviously a boon for the community?
Yeah, my feeling of it, I was on the Parks and Rec board at that time, is that it was very much people were on board. I mean, not to say there were no naysayers, but it's had huge community support the entire time.
We're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. It's our final visit with Jen as mayor of Hillsborough. So we're doing a little reminiscing on what things have been like. Unfortunately, going to go around a little bit of a darker corner here as this kind of crop of mayors in our area that have all decided to not run again. One of the reoccurring themes in those conversations about why they didn't run again was just how impossible leading and kind of brunting the responsibility of the community during COVID was. How much do you feel like that kind of influenced your decision to step away now and influenced the way you were able to be the mayor?
I think that it really, there's just no denying that it took a real toll. Because as you know, others have said, it really made it feel like that first term felt like, two or three terms, just the amount of energy and worry that and time that went into that first term of the first intense COVID years. It's something I hope I get a better chance to reflect on and maybe write a little bit about more, because we're not great at debriefing things like that. And I think kind of writ large, there's a lot of community work to be done about that. But I think that as far as how it influenced my the way I was a mayor is, I don't know. I've only done this one time, so I'm not quite sure how I could say that, except to say that it left me a little bit worn out for my second term, and I really wanted to dive into that, and I did. And then it made me also cognizant. I want to step away while I'm still really enjoying it and do have energy, and not when it starts to feel like a burden.
We're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, and we've got a little bit of time left, but not a lot. So I wanted to make sure we got to any important community events going on in the area that you wanted to mention as we are getting deeper into the holiday season.
Well, you know, certainly there's lots of cool stuff happening in Hillsborough. We've already had our holiday parade, but the gingerbread houses are up, which are extraordinary. Come check them out. Lots of other fun things happening. But from the town perspective, I really encourage people to come out to the swearing-in ceremony on Monday, the 11th at 7 p.m. I love swearing-in ceremonies. I think there's something really special that everyone takes this same oath, this commitment to the community. And it's great to be able to support our new mayor, Mark Bell, and swearing in our commissioners, including a brand new commissioner in Megan Darab.
It's the voice of Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. And we're just about out of time, but is there anything else you wanted to say while you are the mayor of Hillsborough on the radio?
Just enormous gratitude to WCHL for the work that y'all do in letting folks know what we're all up to throughout Orange County, and to the community all across for allowing me this opportunity to serve as Hillsborough's mayor. It's been great.
Well, we really appreciate your leadership and the time you take to visit with us each week. So thanks a lot.